Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, October 13th. The field of Democrats running for Illinois governor is a little less crowded. Chicago Alderman Amaya Pouar emailed supporters yesterday telling them he's dropping out of the race. State House reporter Brian Mackey says Pouar's decision was primarily about money.
He put it bluntly, saying the only options he saw were taking on more personal debt or cutting staff, and he didn't want to do either. Pouar apologized to supporters for not having extraordinary wealth or extraordinarily wealthy connections. Just one of his opponents, J.B. Pritzker, has given his own campaign more than $28 million.
That was Brian Mackey at the Illinois State House. Pouar says he's not yet endorsing anyone else in the race. The Iowa Attorney General's office says a Burlington police officer was legally justified in shooting and killing a Burlington man following a traffic stop this month. The announcement comes as new details emerge about the shooting. Jason Parrott reports.
Iowa Assistant Attorney General Scott Brown says Officer Chris Chipriz was confronted by a direct and deadly threat and acted objectively reasonable under the circumstances. Chipriz was training fellow officer Joshua Rifle on October 1st. Rifle had been on the job just 21 days. They pulled over a vehicle driven by 27-year-old Marquise Jones. The report from the AG's office says Jones was pulled over for loud music. He ran from the officers as they exited their vehicle. The report says there were three active warrants for Jones's arrest. When Jones ran, Chippers took off on foot while Rifle tried to cut off Jones with his vehicle. Rifle and Jones eventually got into a struggle. Rifle says that's when he saw that Jones had a gun. Jones ran away again. Chippers and Rifle told him to stop and drop the gun. Chippers then fired 7 shots at Jones. Jones continued to run through a yard and into an alley before entering another backyard. Chippers and Rifle again caught up to him. The officer said they did not know if he still had a gun. Chippers said he observed Jones making a move with his hand, so he shot at Jones again. The officers provided medical assistance after that. Jones was pronounced dead at the hospital. An autopsy revealed Jones suffered 1 gunshot wound to the torso. That was the only shot that hit him. Chippers was the only officer to fire his weapon. The Iowa Attorney General's office says no criminal charges will be filed against the officers involved and that it considers the case closed. The officers have been on paid administrative leave since the shooting. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.
After 5 centuries of division, Lutherans and Catholics in Moline will serve and worship together. This weekend, members of 4 Lutheran and 3 Catholic churches will celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Pastor Larry Conway of Moline's Trinity Lutheran says it's a first for the 7 churches.
The whole idea started with Trinity and Sacred Heart. We had done joint Advent services together last year. Invitation came from Sacred Heart, and this spun out of that. Like, this was a good experience. Let's expand this to include the other congregations in Moline and take advantage of this 500th anniversary to do something rather unique and interesting.
On Sunday, a panel discussion will feature Dr. Lau Allman, head of the U.S. Lutheran Catholic Dialogue, and Father Mike Schaub, a retired priest and college professor. Schaub served at St. Pius in Rock Island. On Saturday, Conway says volunteers from Lutheran and Catholic churches will help Habitat for Humanity fix up and repair homes in Moline's Floresiente neighborhood. Sunday's panel discussion will begin at 4 p.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church. Then they'll walk in a processional to First Lutheran Church, where the worship service will be held at 5:45. A longtime member of the Davenport Fire Department has died. Fire Marshal Mike Heyman died Thursday afternoon after suffering what's called a serious medical issue late Wednesday night or early yesterday morning. 62-year-old Heyman was a 33-year veteran of the fire department. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.